Well, if you didn't go to the fishing day yesterday out at Burnstick Lake, there were two things that you missed. First of all, you missed all the fish that I caught. I caught a ton of fish. Like, I probably caught 20 or 25 fish. I lost count after a while. But the thing is, you could take all of the fish that I caught, put them all together in one place, and you'd have about a pound and a half. They were little tiny fish. I didn't keep any of them. I kept waiting. You know how fishing is. Like, with fishing, like, you don't ever want to stop, because you know that the big one that you can't see is just about to bite your bait. Like, you know that. And so you just wait and wait and wait and wait, thinking this is going to be the moment. Sometimes it happens, and it happens just rarely enough that it makes you want to just stay there, because you might just get it. It never happened to me. I just caught these little tiny things all day long. Little fingerlings. At one point, this is no joke. At one point, one of the little girls walked over to me when she saw the fish I had, and she said, "Oh, you're using big bait." So I whacked her. No. That was one thing you missed. You missed all the fish I caught. The other thing you missed, though, was the cold. It was cold. It was, the wind was blowing. It was icy out there. And then because we'd had some warm days, as you know, and so all the snow had melted off the top of the lake. And then even some of the very top layer of the ice had melted a little bit on top of the lake during the warm days and then had frozen. And so it was as slick as could be out there on this lake. So we're sliding around, falling down, breaking various parts of our bodies, all for fish that were this big. So you actually did miss a great time if you weren't there. It was really fun. We had a wonderful time, and there were indeed lots of fish. Well, this morning we are going to be focusing on worship. But we're going to do something a little bit different this morning in a little while. In terms of what we're going to do with worship. Normally, when we spend time talking about worship on Sunday morning, somebody talks about it. And so I'll get up and I'll say some things. I'll talk about worship. And we have the experience then of listening to another sermon on worship, which I've done now lots and lots of times. And we do it at least once a year. We have it as part of our agenda that we will always talk about what worship is at least one time a year. And so there are lots of things that I could say, again, about worship this morning. Like, for example, I could talk about how worship is supposed to be something we do, in one sense, every moment of our lives. And so if you think you're just here on Sunday mornings to worship God, and this is the only time that you worship God, that would be a mistake. We really want worship to be an all-encompassing, all-life-encompassing kind of event. And so we want the Lord to bless you all the time as you worship Him moment by moment. And if you do a kind act of service to somebody, if you show some love to someone, if you tell somebody that you love them in a Christ-like way and with Christ as your motivation, and if you're serving Jesus in our world, then the fact is you are worshiping Him. That's a form of worship. And so we want worship to be what we do all the time, not just here on Sunday mornings, for sure. Or we could talk about that the things that should be part of Christian worship, there are some that should be part of our worship on Sunday mornings according to the New Testament. So we can make a list. We could talk about all those things that should be part of it. We could talk about prayers of thanksgiving and petition. We could talk about the verbal praise that is to be ours as we worship God together. We could talk about the reading and singing of psalms to one another in the Lord. We could talk about, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14:26, that each has a hymn. And it's kind of interesting the way he says this. It's almost like Paul was expecting everybody in the church to contribute something to the worship on it when they were together. And so he would say, each of you has a hymn or a word of instruction or a revelation, a tongue or an interpretation, all these things being done for the strengthening of the church. It's interesting that he kind of calls the whole church to participate. We could talk about our financial giving, or we could talk about the Lord's Supper, which of course we just celebrated together and Ryan did a great job with that. We could talk about how the church would enjoy meals together. In fact, they celebrated the Lord's Supper in the very beginning. For the first 150 years or so, it appears as though the church celebrated the Lord's Supper as a part of a meal. Well, we didn't do that this morning. We did have a meal, And then we had the Lord's Supper. So we're getting close. We could talk about the mutual edification and building up of one another that's supposed to go on in Christ. So there's lots of things that we could talk about in terms of these being part of our worship. But I'm not going to talk about those this morning. Okay? We could talk about this. We could talk about how worship must be done with all of our hearts. God wants you to be fully devoted to Him without distracted minds. Like right now as I'm talking, what are you thinking about? Were you distracted? Did I just call you back from something? God wants us to be focused on Him, thinking about who He is, at least for this time, for a few moments, thinking about who He is. So we could talk about some things like that with God saying, devote your hearts to me in worship. We could talk about how we should not allow a barrier between ourselves and another Christian to remain before we worship the Lord. This is interesting. In Matthew 5:23, Jesus himself says this, therefore, if you're offering your gift at the altar, which is a form of worship, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift before the altar and before you offer it. First, go and be reconciled to your brother, then come offer your gift. And that's what Jesus says about worship. That's kind of interesting. So if Brutus is sitting over here and Caesar is sitting over here and they're not getting along, it seems to me like maybe Jesus is saying that there should be some reconciliation before you come before the Lord. I actually know of a preacher, in fact, the preacher that was working at the church when I was converted, when I became a Christian, he left that church after a little while, went to another church, and I heard later that he got up on a Sunday morning, and he was presiding that morning for the Lord's Supper. And he got up to preside for the Lord's Supper, and he said, before we have the Lord's Supper this morning, Rick over here is not getting along very well with Sandy over here, and before we have the Lord's Supper, you two are going to get reconciled, or we're not going to take it together. That's kind of an interesting way to approach things. He was fired shortly thereafter. He actually was. I don't know what went on. He did lose his job after a bit. I don't know. Maybe he wasn't as socially aware of things as he needed to be. But at the same time, he had a point to make, that God wants us to be reconciled to one another, and maybe we need to be careful as we come before the Lord to worship Him and are not as reconciled with others as we should be. Well, we could talk about that, but we're not going to, of course. We could talk about this. All Christian worship is to be focused and centered on Christ through the Holy Spirit. And so we're not just worshiping anybody, we're worshiping specifically Jesus. God wants us to be Christ-centered in our worship. And so I hope that we always are. Or we could talk about this. One of the primary activities of corporate worship is for us to build one another up in Christ. And so this should be some kind of encouraging experience. We should be saying to one another, I love you, how are you doing? And not just, did you see the game last night? Or how many fish did you catch on the ice yesterday? We should be able to talk a little bit about the Lord together on a Sunday morning and encourage each other the way that God wants us to. Well, one of the things that's interesting about Jesus is that he actually talked very minimally about how we are to worship. It's interesting. He asked us to take the Lord's Supper. He says a few things about our hearts being totally devoted to God in worship when we pray and fast and give. But Jesus gives us very few instructions about what worship is supposed to be like. In fact, I'm not convinced that Jesus himself was very concerned about how we worship. I think Jesus was really concerned about where our hearts are in worship. Otherwise, he would have talked about things differently than he did. What he did give us, for sure, is an example of a life of worship, and so we need to worship with all of our life the way that Jesus did. In fact, it's interesting. I love the fact that Jesus does this kind of thing. Look at this passage from Luke 10. At that time, Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and declared, and just listen to his language here, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you've hidden these things from the wise and learned and have revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was well-pleasing in your sight. And what I want to just point out here, which is we can easily miss this if we're not watching for it, is simply that Jesus worships there. That's a praise kind of comment that Jesus makes. And it's interesting that we don't participate in this kind of worship or praise very often. Like, how often is it that you hear someone, especially on a Sunday morning, actually say, "I praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for doing what you've done." And to do that in a kind of, like, not singing, not prayer in the sense of asking for something, but just a verbal praise of God or of Christ. We don't do that very much. But Jesus himself did. So, this morning, we're going to do something different than we normally do when I just get up and talk about worship. Instead, we're going to take opportunity to verbally praise and give thanks to God, if nothing else, like what Jesus did. And here's how we're going to do it. We want to share with one another this morning our praise and gratefulness to God. First, we want to know this morning that we are grateful for what God has done for us through Christ. And so we're going to express some gratefulness. Gratefulness needs to be on our hearts in terms of praise devoted to God. But secondly, we want to talk about some specific things that we are actually grateful for. What is it that God has done for you for which you are grateful? And then thirdly, what kind of worshipful attitude does this raise up in you? Like, how is it that that makes you want to praise God? Okay? So I want you to keep these three things in mind, and I want you right now, there's probably in front of you in the back of the pew a piece of paper, and there's probably something to write with. If there isn't, it's because those people in the first service are thieves, and they've taken all of our pens. Okay? But let's assume that that's not the case, or maybe you've got a pen in your purse or something like that. I'd love for you to take out a piece of paper, and I just want you to write down some things that look like they are answers to these kind of statements or questions. What is it that you're feeling grateful for? For what would you like to praise the Lord? And then what kind of worshipful attitude does this bring out in you? And I'm going to give you a couple of moments here to do that. Please write those kind of things down, and in just a second, I'm going to ask you to share. And we've got the kids with us this morning. That's kind of intentional. We want the kids, if they want, to have an opportunity to do this. And so, kiddos, if you want to praise the Lord for something this morning, I want to give you a chance to do that as well. Now, in addition to that, keep writing if you'd like, but I want to just give you some other information here, instructions about what we want to do. Because we don't often praise the Lord just verbally as much as I think we should, we're going to have a chance to do that very specifically as a congregation. And so, if you look at the screen right now, this is a statement of praise. And after each person shares this morning, we're going to read this statement of praise together out loud. And then, after we have stated this praise to God, we're going to sing this song together. And you will probably recognize the words to this song. And you will know the tune quite well. If you wonder about it, it's on page 66 in your hymnals. It's called the Doxology. And it's on page 66. And so we will sing the Doxology after each person shares as well. And you'll see how this works rather quickly. Now let me say this. There will be a tendency for you to look at the screen and sing the song and not be all that praiseworthy because you're going to be focusing on getting the words right or something. And I want you to very quickly get out of that. I want you to very quickly, as we go through this, I want you very quickly to start actually praising God. Don't just speak words. Like when you read these words this morning with me out loud, don't just say them into the air. Say them to the Lord. Because we want to praise God this morning and worship Him in the course of saying these words. Okay? So, there are the instructions in terms of the kind of things that we want to share this morning. And I just want you to take a minute or something to share what it is that's on your heart that you want to thank the Lord for. What does that mean? What does that do for you in terms of your attitude of praise and worship? And we obviously, we can't do everybody this morning. But if you'll raise your hands, I'll come around and I'll let you praise God with something. And then we will make that statement together that I will have on the screen. And then we'll sing that hymn together as well as a kind of, not kind of, as praise to God also. Okay? So I don't have anybody chosen. Like this isn't all pre-planned, so I've already got a plant out there who's going to share and get all of you going or something. I'm just looking for somebody to volunteer who would be willing to talk about what God has done. About 30 seconds, a minute, something like that.
I am grateful for the church and where it is taking me in my mission to be a leader in teach people about God and how to be more spiritual with Him.
Very good, Hunter. I'm glad that God's working in your life in that way. Father, Son, and Spirit, we praise You because Your love and grace extend. You alone are Lord. You alone deserve praise and honor and glory. You alone are responsible for any good thing that comes into our lives. And today we together worship You, praise You, and give You glory for being our God. We praise You among the nations and to the world, giving our lives to You in worship. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
You know, I got several things wrote down here. Grateful for Him for looking after me for all the awful places I grew up in. Grateful for this church family and for the few friends that I close friends that I have here. Also grateful for the health that I do have, and grateful for the continuous employment that I have and that I'll be able to retire there in about 5 years.
Very good. Father, Son, and Spirit, we praise You because Your love and grace to us extends beyond measure. You alone are Lord. You alone deserve praise and honor and glory. You alone are responsible for any good thing that comes into our lives. And today we together worship You, praise You, and give You glory for being our God. We praise You among the nations and to the world, giving our lives to You in worship. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Someone else?
I'm so grateful that God desires to have a personal relationship with me and with each of us. And that through the scriptures and through the Holy Spirit, He will speak right into my life and into our lives, that He wants to be so much part of all that we're doing in every moment of every day. And this causes me to want me to worship Him with my whole heart because I feel so safe to be with Him. And when we come together here to worship, I try to imagine coming to Him in the throne room and kneeling before Him and praising with all my heart. And I try to imagine that Jesus is standing right beside me, and that when I sing the praises that we sing, that I sing to Him. because this really is not just my imagination. It's truly where we are and who we're with. I'm just so grateful that the God of the universe would love me and each of us so much that he would want to know us and to love us and to be so close to us each and every day.
Well, by now, you've said this several times. I'm hoping that you can now say it in a way that reflects some focus and concentration of praise upon the Lord and not just trying to get some words right. I hope your focus and your heart can be attentive to these things as we verbally praise God together. Father, Son, and Spirit, we praise you because your love and grace to us extends beyond measure. You alone are Lord. You alone deserve praise and honor and glory. You alone are responsible for any good thing that comes into our lives. And today we together worship you, praise you, and give you glory for being our God. We praise you among the nations and to the world, giving our lives to you in worship. And so I hope you are able to say that to God, and I hope that you can now sing this to him as well. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Someone else?
I guess what I wanted to say is how grateful I am for being part of a fellowship and in fellowship with people who are indeed God's hands and feet. Having, I guess, Christian friends in this walk through this journey. Of course, thinking of how great and marvelous God makes the human body, both when we see new life and birth, and as we've seen, as I've seen, God's healing in Barb's life. And I guess as this worship attitude, I guess what this does for me as far as having a worshipful attitude is when I see my brothers and sisters who are indeed God's hands and feet, that it spurs me on to try to be partly like these brothers and sisters who I've been blessed by.
So today we are grateful for that that's happened for Gary. And so we say together, Father, Son, and Spirit, we praise you because your love and grace to us extends beyond measure. You alone are Lord. You alone deserve praise and honor and glory. You alone are responsible for any good thing that comes into our lives. And today we together worship you, praise you, and give you the glory for being our God. We praise you among the nations and to the world, giving our lives to you in worship. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Someone else?
I'm going to stand before you because I was crying during our worship this morning. This has been a very hard week on me. I go before court on Friday to defend the Christian beliefs and values that God made the earth in a short period of time. I'm fighting the geologists. Praise the Lord. Praise God, He healed my body. I can walk and talk. Praise the Lord. He repaired me, made me whole. I stand before man in court on Friday this week. Praise the Lord. I can share with you. My heart was heavy this morning. I was tired. Praise the Lord for this church who strengthens me. My husband who loves me. Praise the Lord now. I can stand with the full armor of God to defend the Lord of and God and defend what God created, the heavens and earth. Now I have a sword. Praise the Lord for all of my brothers and sisters. I can't believe that God put this in your heart, Kelly. Mm. Praise the Lord.
Mm. Thanks, Lorraine. Let's all, I'd like for you all to say this with me. We have something for which to praise the Lord this morning. And so just say this along with me as I do. And again, I know it seems like it's kind of artificial. And I want to move away from that artificiality and have these words actually be heartfelt for us this morning, coming from our hearts and minds as we just praise the Lord together. Say with me, please. Father, Son, and Spirit, we praise you because of your love and grace to us extends beyond measure. You alone are Lord. You alone deserve praise and honor and glory. You alone are responsible for any good thing that comes into our lives. And today we together worship you, praise you, and give you glory for being our God. We praise you among the nations and to the world, giving our lives to you in worship. And then please sing. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Someone else.
Praise the Lord, because we, the Boada family, the Boada Hidalgo family, we have been so blessed here in Canada. We are expecting the new baby boy in March the 24th. And even when we are facing imminent deportation of Canada, we have had a beautiful time here in Canada. We have been so blessed to meet you guys, some other friends around here in Canada. My boy Daniel is so, so happy here in Canada. And we are so, so blessed to have a beautiful time doing Canadian things. Like, for example, yesterday, ice fishing. This is a so Canadian thing. And we are so blessed for that. Thank you and praise the Lord for that.
Amen. Say with me, please. Father, Son, and Spirit, we praise you because your love and grace to us extends beyond measure. You alone are Lord. You alone deserve praise and honor and glory. You alone are responsible for any good thing that comes into our lives. And today we together praise you. We worship you and give you glory for being our God. We praise you among the nations and to the world, giving our lives to you in worship. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Someone else.
Praise be to the Lord, our God.
Amen.
This is going to be a testimony. And Like I was sitting here, I was thinking how I'm going to like stand up and say this. But there is a quotation in the Bible that we do read that it said that whoever will be shy or ashamed before the people, the God said that he will also be ashamed on the day. And this is a great testimony I want to share with all of you, and so that you know the God that we are always worship, the God that makes us come here every day and every Sunday. Once again, my name is Dominic, and I've been here for Canada since 2008. So I came to Canada through a work permit. So when I get here, I came alone with a friend. We were 12 when we came through temporary foreign worker program. So we are temporary workers that we can work here in Canada. So after 1 year, we did so well that the company loved us so much. So the owner of the company came and asked us that, you guys, do you want to live in Canada? If you do, then we are going to help you. The company is going to do everything for you to get your permanent residence so that you can stay in the company so that you can work for us. So all of us, the 12 of us, we submitted our permanent resident papers to immigration. So it's a long process. And some of my colleagues had their permanent resident, and mine was like refused. My application was refused. It was refused based on like the Canada immigration is asking for if somebody can be eligible for nomination, or if company is nominating you to become a permanent resident, you have to have 4 years working experience in your country before coming to Canada. And when we were coming, we do all our documentation, so everything like immigration knows, you cannot lie. And I didn't even know that these laws are here. So when I applied, my mind was like refused based on I didn't have 4 years working experience back home. But I do have, because I work with a company called Evalco. And when I work with that company, I work there on temporary basis. Temporary basis means they will hire you 6 months, you work, then they will lay you off, you come home, then they will hire you again. So finally, I was like hired by that company on full time, which is 2001. So like I worked there 1.5 years, and then I worked as a clearing agent. I was clearing things in Ghana Port and Harbor Authority for 2 years. So it was 3.5 years, full time I work in Ghana. So I submitted this document and I was refused based on like I don't have the 4 years. So, and the company also liked me so much. I did very well in the company. So I said, no, a whole lot of things came. My friends were coming to me, telling me that, no, I can do a marriage a marriage so that I can get my permanent resident. So I told them, no, permanent resident, I cannot, because I have a wife back home, I cannot go and marry somebody to have my papers. So if for me to do that, then rather I'll go back to Ghana.
So Dominic, you obviously are praising the Lord for being able to be here in Canada, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, I just have other people who are going to share too this morning, and your story is beautiful, but what can you kind of round it up here quickly for us?
Okay, so I was like, when I was going back to Ghana, then the company asked me, is that how long you have worked before coming to Canada? And I told them no. Even that company, I work on a temporary basis, which I have that record, but when they were giving me service certificate, I was not given that. So I can go back and take that. When I add that, I can get the 4 years they are requiring. So, it's a long story, and, that's how it came. And so many things that God has done through this, He has revealed so many things, and I think this will take a long time, so I will pause here, and then when there's a time, I will continue to tell whatever transpires after I had my permanent resident, and the course of getting my permanent resident, what happened, and God has taken me far up to this end. I will tell you so that you know the God that we are serving is a great God and is a honest God.
Thank you very much. Well, it's wonderful to know that God is working. And, you know, there's probably so many people in our auditorium this morning who could tell a similar story of God blessing them and bringing them to Canada and watching over them in so many wonderful ways and giving them a chance to be here. We're so grateful for that. Let's praise the Lord together. Father, Son, and Spirit, we praise you because of your love and grace to us extends beyond measure. You alone are Lord. You alone deserve praise and honor and glory. You alone are responsible for any good thing that comes into our lives. And today we together worship you, praise you, and give you the glory for being our God. We praise you among the nations and to the world, giving our lives to you in worship. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Someone else this morning who has a 30 seconds or a minute to share or so.
Sandy. I wanted to praise God for Quinn's health. And Quinn's back here now. We spent 2 weeks in Edmonton, a couple of heart-related surgeries for pacemakers, and it was unexpected surgery. We didn't want to have to go through this, and he certainly didn't want to have to go through this, but we're very thankful, especially for this church family, how everyone banded together, and especially Rochelle Bailey, who took care of Molly and Ella, and the rest of our church family who helped out watching over Molly and Ella. And for all of the positive thoughts and prayers that everyone here sent us, it meant a lot to us. It meant a lot to us to know that our family here was being taken care of. And Quinn's doing really well. And we're all very, very happy to be home. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thanks, Andy. Father, Son, and Spirit, we praise you, because your love and grace to us extends beyond measure. You alone are Lord. You alone deserve praise and honor and glory. You alone are responsible for any good thing that comes into our lives. And today we together worship you, praise you, and give you glory for being our God. We praise you among the nations and to the world, giving our lives to you in worship. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. We'll take one more.
I look around the room and I see people from so many different nations, and God has taken people from all of these nations and made us one family. And I just praise God for His love that extends to all people and breaks down the barriers and makes us one family. The love and concern and compassion that I see among the people here banding together to help each other out is amazing. And that love comes from God. Mm. And I praise Him for that.
Amen. Thanks, Miles. Father, Son, and Spirit, we praise you because your love and grace to us extends beyond measure. You alone are Lord. You alone deserve praise and honor and glory. You alone are responsible for any good thing that comes into our lives. And today we together worship you, praise you, and give you glory for being our God. We praise you among the nations and to the world, giving our lives to you in worship. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Well, let me just close this time then by saying how grateful I am to God for all the things that He does in my life. I've been richly blessed in so many ways that go beyond really what I can begin to comprehend, certainly because of Jesus and what it is that Jesus has done in my life and forgiving me and making me His child. But then I think of all the wonderful things that make my personal life so pleasant. I could live in a different place. I could live in a place where I don't have all the things that I have that make life here so wonderful. I could be in a family that would be not what my family is, and I'm just so grateful the way that God has cared for my children and blessed them, the wonderful wife that I have, and the way in which she's such a blessing to me. You know, I praise God for the challenges that have come my way that have made me who I am. Those are all wonderful blessings that have strengthened me through the years. And so I really thank God that He's worked so wonderfully in all my life, every step of the way. And when I think about the church family of which I'm part, the chance that we have to even be here together and worship with each other and worship God, it's just it's an amazing blessing that is mine in Jesus. Father, Son, and Spirit, we praise you because your love and grace to us extends beyond measure. You alone are Lord. You alone deserve praise and honor and glory. You alone are responsible for any good thing that comes into our lives. And today we together worship you, praise you, and give you glory for being our God. We praise you among the nations and to the world, giving our lives to you in worship. Why don't we stand together and sing the doxology, and then Dustin can close us with the last song. Thank you, everyone, for worshiping the Lord with me today. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Well, I appreciate those who shared blessings today and praise to God, and I'm grateful that we had a chance to worship the Lord together in this way. We need to always take those opportunities in our lives to praise Him with those verbal statements of just adoration and giving glory to God. And I hope that we continue to do so.